This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. imposing sanctions against Saudi officials it says were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The 17 Saudis already face travel bans, and the Treasury Department's now freezing any assets they may have in the U.S. and banning Americans from doing business with them. Among those facing sanctions are one of the Saudi crown prince's chief aides. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five men charged in the killing. But with the kingdom under intense global scrutiny, the announcement appeared aimed at distancing the alleged killers from Saudi leadership, including the crown prince, whom Khashoggi had criticized. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the crown prince had absolutely nothing to do with the killing. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Death toll from devastating wildfires in the northern and southern regions of the U.S. state of California has risen now to at least 66 as authorities search for hundreds of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown visited the devastated areas and said lessons have been learned.
We're going to have to manage our forests better. We're going to have to build our cities more smartly. We're going to have to build shelters so that people can escape when these terrible fires get out of hand. And yes, we're going to have to deal with climate change, all of that.
These wildfires are the deadliest in the state's history. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is cutting hundreds of American troops from Africa for potential conflicts with Russia and China. U.S. military's approach to West Africa will decrease emphasis on the tactical-level advice and assistance, U.S. relying on regional-level advising, assisting, and sharing of intelligence. This is VOA News.